Temperatures starting to loosen their grip on the deep south, but yesterday, a wintry storm is blamed for at least 8 traffic deaths. Tomorrow, over 100,000 pro-life Americans are expected to take part in the 45th annual March for Life in Washington. President Trump will address the gathering from the Rose Garden via satellite. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Penny Nance of Concerned Women for America tells us Mr. Trump's speech will be historic.
The ability to have a pro-life presidency and to have a pro-life administration elevates our issue and helps us to make great strides.
I'm John Clemens.
The Department of Homeland Security expected to announce today that it's removing Haiti from the list of countries eligible for temporary work visas. NASA says a potentially hazardous asteroid, a big one, is going to make a close call with the Earth. NASA saying it will narrowly miss us on February 4th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The FBI is reportedly looking into whether a top Russian banker gave money to the National Rifle Association in an effort to help President Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Two sources familiar with the matter telling McClatchy News that FBI counterintelligence investigators are looking into Alexander Torshin. He's the deputy governor of Russia's central bank. According to that news report, it's not clear how long FBI investigators have been looking into his activities. He is known for his relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin and also a relationship with the NRA. The race for Amazon's second headquarters in North America is getting a bit tighter as Amazon today announced it's pared the list down when it comes to cities vying for the headquarters to 19 in the U.S. and Toronto, Canada. Nearly 240 cities had submitted proposals. The company is vowing to spend $5 billion and employ 50,000 workers in whatever city it builds that second headquarters in. The Sundance Film Festival kicking off a 10-day run today. It's holding its opening press conference a little bit later today in Park City, Utah, where Robert Redford, the founder of the festival, will speak. This year's festival will have 110 feature-length films being screened in Park City and Salt Lake City, as well as at the Sundance Resort in Provo Canyon. Information on tickets are available online. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome, everybody. I'm going to start off the program. This is not going to end well. What do you think I'm talking about? Just out of curiosity. Yeah. We're going to talk about it today on the program. We're going to talk this cryptocurrency stuff. And yeah, I've got this kind of weird ability. It's like the kid from The Sixth Sense there who sees dead people. I don't see dead people. I see, well, scams. I see ripoffs. I see fugazis. That's what we see here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. And I'm here to tell you, this is not going to end well. I was, last weekend, was at a dinner party. And my godson's brother comes up out of nowhere and comes up to his parents and asks his parents for their passport number. And finally, what in the world? A passport? What for? Now, this kid is a, he's quite the entrepreneur. He actually has a business where he goes out and he buys first edition sneakers when they come out. And then he's got a website and he resells them. Who knew? There's a whole market for that. But anyway, he wants his parents' passport because he wants to use some of his money to buy Bitcoin. He and I look at one another, and I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to be a disaster. This past week, I got word that there's some funds out there, some Wall Street firms out there that are looking to put out exchange-traded funds where you can buy some of these cryptocurrencies leveraged to the hilt in either direction, whether it goes up or whether it goes down. Now, we've seen these currencies move in 30, 40, 50% swings in no time. So imagine putting that on steroids, because that's what these leverage funds do, and make it gee whiz. You could end up losing money if it has too big of a move. I'm not kidding. Yeah, this is great. It's fantastic. people, you know, this is going to be another teachable moment. It took me back in time. Prior to having this radio show, I was a whipping boy. Yeah, I would go on financial programs, radio, TV, and I would state our case for what was taking place during the 1990s. And everybody remembers, one of the most popular companies. In fact, it was Inc. Magazine's Fortune Magazine's most innovative companies 5 years in a row. And ladies and gentlemen, I gave you Enron. Now, we here at Markowski Investments, we here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show, we are skeptics. We understand that conventional wisdom is poison. I understand that what's being pitched to people on TV, through newspapers, through investment magazines, business magazines, it's a sales job. I've been around the block, okay? And I don't trust press release happy corporations. I don't like it when an area gets so much media attention that it's patently absurd. And back in 1999, I wrote a piece that got a lot of attention. It's called Understanding Enron. And I cited a press release that Enron put out. Enron's consistent earnings growth reflects the very strong market positions in all of our businesses. We have established unique networks in natural gas, electricity, and most recently, communications. Each have distinct advantages of scale and scope. Combining this strong market presence with our core skills and market knowledge, we are positioned to be the leading player in the largest and fastest growing markets in the world. That was from good old Ken Lay. The outlook for the company is excellent, and we are pleased to demonstrate that confidence by declaring the 2-for-1 stock split. Now, that was July of 1999. Now, we dig. I get curious, kids. And it just so happened that we had some clients of Markowski Investments that happened to work for Enron. So we looked into them, we pressed them for information, and they seemed a bit confused too. It's kind of like remember the Bobs from Office Space when they're interviewing people there, they're the consulting firm. What exactly do you say you do here? And basically what we were asking some of the clients that we had, there were employees, and we're asking what exactly takes place at Enron, and they were a bit confused too. So I said, Enron, we think owns power plants. It's building power plants in emerging markets and trades commodities. Now, being a utility company, an investor might think that Enron would be a more conservative type of corporation. Except the plants that Enron was building are operating in markets where prompt payment is just not the norm. You also had currency rate, exchange rates that we were involved with. We weren't just talking pounds and yen and euros. And no one said that these ventures were going to be prosperous. Everybody remembers that Bill Clinton was heavily involved in an Enron plant that was being built in India. Now, one of the things that really got my wheels turning was their commodity trading business. Now, they made a fortune trading commodities. And it's trading commodities is no walk in the park. But Enron was not just trading everyday commodities. They were trading weather. Weather. Bandwidth. I want to remind everybody that Wall Street can create an asset out of thin air. They can create an asset out of two cockroaches racing across the ground. This is important when we're talking about creating assets and cryptocurrencies. Okay, so follow along here. For some reason, you know, Enron was better at trading commodities than firms like Goldman Sachs, who had been in that business for over 100 years. So, you know what? The further I looked into Enron, we said, wait a second here. This is not right. And in the column I wrote, and this column got a lot of attention, I said, I could be way off base on this one, people. Enron could be something that is truly extraordinary. Maybe I'm not that bright. However, I don't understand it. If I can't understand a company, I'm certainly not going to buy it. If you own it, be careful, watch your downside exposure, and good luck. Enron certainly seems to have a lot of it. Now, I could go fast forward, and I could talk about our position on real estate. Back in 2004, 2005, 2006, we're warning people. Everybody's going to buy 3-4 pre-construction condos and flip them. Real estate valuations going through the roof, and we knew that that was going to end badly as well. Now, you explain to me, I haven't yet to get anybody to explain to me what this whole crypto nonsense really is. I get people sending me emails. It's a storage of value. What in the world does that mean? You want to explain to me what that means, what that storage of value actually means? Are you watching what's going on surrounding this whole thing? Are you noticing that companies out there, I'm not making this up, companies that are basically penny stocks, are changing their name and adding to the things that they do. Oh, we're getting involved in the cryptocurrency and blockchain transactions. For crying out loud, Long Island Iced Tea did it. Do you know that there is a cryptocurrency out there right now? I'm not making this up. It was a parody. It was a parody. I said that I should launch my own cryptocurrency as a parody. Call it Watchdog Bucks. Doggy Coin. You know that Doggy Coin is worth over $1 billion right now? That's the valuation put on it. Everybody remember Kodak? Yeah, you know, Kodak. Kodak Pictures, all that stuff. The once blue chip company that had to declare bankruptcy. You know what it announced? It's a launch, I'm not kidding, of Kodak Coin. The stock is up like 700% now. This, my friends, is... It's not going to end well. It's not going to end well because it's not real. It's not real. When you have kids asking their parents for their passports, you know, with the idea that all of a sudden they're going to get rich quick. Guys, we have a philosophy here, and this philosophy has always served us well. Through every single mania run-up that we've been through. We have held the line. We never got involved. Never will. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. It's just that simple. You want to go diving into something and you know, you there are people out there that made money during the dot-com run-up. There are. You remember the magazines back then? Hey, it's a trader! They got trading firms all over Wall Street where you'd bring your money and you'd go day trade for this firm, and they would let you borrow money based upon the money that you brought in. Are those places in business anymore? No, they're not. Did a few people make money and get out at the right time? Yep. Did a few people get out at the right time, the whole real estate run-up? Yes. They did. Not many. We don't gamble with our clients' money. We don't put our clients' money at risk in the hopes of hitting it big. You want to go to bed at night and wake up in the morning and be down 70% on something that's not even tangible, not even there? You have no ownership. It's, in essence, air. It's a storage of value. Again, people, this is not going to end well. It's not going to end well. But let me tell you something. You're going to see more and more Wall Street firms get involved with this. You are. Because Wall Street firms are no different than drug dealers. They're no different. Drug dealers don't cut you off. Don't cut addicts off, do they? Now, you're addicted to crack. Crack dealer, sell you the crack as long as you can pay. Wall Street's the same thing. So you're going to see them continue to get involved with this as well. And you know what? They'll wash their hands of it. But all said and done. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. You know what? We'll get into fiduciary duty as well. And what these big Wall Street firms are really all about when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. You can sign up for our newsletter, our latest white paper, free consultations with our certified financial planners. You can get basically everything there. All of my articles going back some 20-some-odd years, for crying out loud. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back. You can care all you want.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I don't like to listen. I don't listen to my shows from time to time. And one of the more recent ones. Again, I do 18 hours of radio a week. From time to time, I go back and I get a CD because I have them all on CDs back 15, 16, 17 years ago. And I listened to myself back when I started. And again, I'm a lot different today. Believe it or not, I am a lot more tame today than I was back then. A couple decades ago, it was more difficult for me to control my anger when it came to the crooks on Wall Street and what took place and what was going on. I grew very, very, very frustrated with all the ripoffs and scams and the lack of prosecution and all of these things. I still get angry about it today. And you hear me vent, and I talk about it here on the program. But back then, it was, you could tell. I admit, I used to yell way too much on the show way back when. I've kind of done kind of a bit of a turn. And I've always believed that you only try to worry about things that you have control over. For some reason back then, I guess I must have thought I was just way too powerful. And I thought I had more power than I actually had to convince people to do the right thing. And I studied psychology since then and the psychology of investors and what takes place. And I've kind of come to realize that I can't save everybody. I can try, but it just doesn't work out that way. And I bring this up because I remember I was real close to getting into a brawl. I was at some event in New York, and I recognized one of these attorneys who happened to be the attorney for a lot of the boiler room operators and penny stock firms out there. This guy's a real first-class dirtbag. And, we had a bit of an argument there, and he's basically saying, who are you? Who are you to tell these people what they can invest in? Who are you to decide what is a good investment or a bad investment? He was just giving all of this nonsense out there. But again, legally, he did have a point. So, rather than come, I walked away from the situation. And what we've tried to do here is we try to teach people that personal responsibility is the only way. The SEC is not going to protect you. FINRA is not going to protect you. Only you're going to be able to protect yourself. You have to own it. And, to this day, it's still amazing to me because people don't really understand how Wall Street works. Again, there's a big marketing machine that's taken place over the years. And obviously, I am studying, and a lot of the stories that we talk about here on the program, they're not on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. They're not talking about it on CNBC. They're not talking about it on Fox Business. All the crooked nonsense and ripoffs and scams that take place, all the white-collar crime that occurs, and each and every single time, the big firms pay a fine and they walk away scot-free. This is why I equate Wall Street to being a bit of a drug dealer. Now, like I said, I've got my libertarian bent to me. And one would say, hey, you know what? If people want to go out and they want to invest in cryptocurrencies or doggy coin or watchdog bucks, whatever, the Kodak coin, whatever they're coming up with, well, you know what? That's their choice. And they're right. And they're right. You know, there's two different sides to this. And this is what people really don't seem to understand. There are people out there, there are advisors out there, true advisors, that don't operate like that. They cannot work, it's not possible for them to work at any of the big investment firms. It's not possible because the big investment firms are conflicted. You want to work with someone, you want to make sure that the person you're working with accepts fiduciary responsibility for your family's future. Meaning that that person is going to put your interests above their own. The water right now is a mess, and it's a mess on purpose. You can take a look at a business card from a guy from Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley or Goldman Sachs, or it doesn't matter, any of the big firms, Wells Fargo, and it'll say financial advisor. Technically, they're not a financial advisor. And interestingly enough, the Securities and Exchange Commission right now, and they're right, is trying to change that rule. They want to make sure that, you know what, people know the difference between who is actually looking out for them and who is not. I want to explain this in a little greater detail when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff right there at the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The president certainly doesn't want to shut down. And if one happens, I think you only have one place to look, and that's to the Democrats, who are holding our military and our national security hostage by trying to push through other policies that have nothing to do with the budget.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, as if a budget deal is not reached by midnight on Friday, the government will shut down. That would be non-essential employees shutting down. This morning, President Trump spoke before heading into the Pentagon.
The group that loses big would be the military, and we're never letting our military lose at any point. We are going to fund our military. We're going to have a military like we've never had before, because we've just about never needed our military more than now.
This afternoon, the president will give remarks and take a tour at H&K Equipment Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, kids. Welcome back to the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. A bit of a study back in 2007, and it was in regards to investor perception. And back then, you had 54% of investors held the false belief that both stockbrokers and independent registered investment advisors have a fiduciary responsibility to act in their best interest. And actually, the numbers have gotten worse today. People just don't understand how it works. It's unfortunate. It really is. There is a, grab this. This was from a Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway annual report. I don't know. It had to be about 10 years ago at least. And he wrote, he said, wanted a young man or woman with the potential to manage a very large portfolio. The ideal candidate must be someone genetically programmed to recognize and avoid serious risks, including those never before encountered. Other key requirements: independent thinking, emotional stability, and a key understanding of both human and institutional behavior. People, whether you want to believe it or not, hiring a competent financial advisor is going to be one of the most important hiring decisions you're going to make. Okay? I've explain this point. It's kind of make or break time in many respects for your goals and dreams. Poor choices here can set retirement back years if you choose to retire. It can make college funding very, very messy. And basically yield way, way, way too much stress. Remember the scene, what was it, the third Indiana Jones movie where the Knight Templar was telling them that they had to choose which cup was the Holy Grail. And he choose wisely. And the guy who didn't choose wisely, remember he died and shriveled up and turned into a skeleton almost instantly. Listen, people, you need to have people that are able to handle all the ups and the downs in what takes place. The ones that are able to tune out the chattering classes and all of the fads and trends that become, hey, it's tempting. It really, people get tempted. Oh, my God. Did you hear that so-and-so made $50,000 in cryptocurrency really quickly? I want to do it too. No. No. People, let me explain to you something. I have missed out. We have missed out on a lot over the years. We missed out on a lot because we stick to our guns. And why do we miss out? Because I know what's going to happen in the end. It's kind of like when they do a remake of a King Kong movie, the monkey dies in the end, right? Yours, how many times did they do King Kong? I'm not talking about the latest version, but the traditional version. It doesn't matter, the monkey dies. I know what's going to happen. I don't know when. Nobody does. You know, the column I was talking about before was talking about understanding Enron. I wrote that in 1999. You know that Enron went much, much, much higher after I wrote that column? Continued to go up. You have people making fun of you. You know what the hell you're talking about. You're stupid, Markowski. You know what you're talking about. And all of a sudden, it's gone. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when. It was the same thing with the real estate. Well, you got to do pre-construction condos. God's not making any more real estate. Look at all this. This great, oh, look at this, doubling prices, all this stuff. I said, it's going to end. I don't know when, but it's going to end. I'm not going to put my clients involved, get my clients involved in any of that nonsense. And you know what? Sometimes it's better to be cautious. Let me give you an example. I was going back, and maybe it might be good that we talk about this here on the program sometime. Do you know that Sears, which is obviously falling apart right now, if they had done things just a little bit differently, they made some different choices in the late 1990s, there might not be an Amazon today. I'm not kidding. That's true. Hey, you know what? I got to take a break. We'll talk about that when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. We're all searching for answers, and there are great search engines on the internet capable of delivering a wealth of data in just a few clicks. Technology seems to have placed worlds of information before us. A virtual high-tech library of Alexandria is now at our fingertips. But what if the answers provided are agenda-driven rather than unbiased facts? Are we finding the truth on a sea of knowledge or being fooled, lulled, and steered to predetermined destinations? Are the great search engines as benign as a government or company vehicle that reports your every move? It's true we're a changing society. It's just as true that the sea of information is a significant driving force in that change. Think about it for a minute. Folks no longer need to actually understand a topic. They can grab a quick answer and move on. But is that answer the answer? If knowing is important, and it is, common sense agrees with Ronald Reagan. Trust but verify. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Liquor Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby, shoot.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
The bull-legged one.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm a big I'm a big student of history, and one of the things I like to study as well is I like to study the demise of companies. What went wrong? Why did this company fail? What happened to Kodak? What happened to Sears? What happened? How did you get to this point? And it's interesting. You know, Sears actually was one of the, was actually involved in tech before everybody else was. They were one of the original investors with IBM in Prodigy. Remember Prodigy? They were well ahead of the game. And they could have really, been all over if they wanted to. They made some poor decisions. Selling stuff online. Now, again, this is the company that started the whole catalog sales business. You would have think they would have figured that out, that this would have been great down the road, but they didn't. They didn't. And look at them today. Take a look. They use Amazon as an example. You remember Amazon just sold books. Amazon just sold books. When Amazon first came out, and there were many different Wall Street analysts looking to make a name for themselves, putting ridiculous valuations on the stock based upon what the company's business was at that point in time, which was just selling books. That was it. You know what I kind of equate this to? They're like, oh, I had it right back then. It's kind of like someone who guesses right on a math test. But how do teachers grade math tests? You got to show your work, right? You got to show your work in math. I mean, remember that back then, you couldn't just put the answer down because people think you're just cheating. You'd have to show your work. And if you go back and you take a look at those reports from analysts back in the 1990s for Amazon, and it was just, they were just dumb. But that didn't stop them because everything was going up, that they put these ridiculous valuations on these internet retailers. Now, I didn't warm up to Amazon until they started taking over other areas of retail, knowing that you're not going to make it just selling books. There were other internet retailers, CD Now, Pets.com, countless companies that, as standalone, I'm like, these valuations are patently absurd. They figured it out, and they won. So, no. Did I get my clients in at the bottom at the bottom there with Amazon? No. Did I get in at the bottom of Google and write it all? No. No. Anybody who tells you that they got their clients in at the exact bottom and got them out at the exact top is a liar. There is risk involved. And you know what? There's only so much risk that we're willing to take. And we take the approach of, you know what? Let's wait and see. Let's see what their business model is. Let's see how sustainable this company is. Again, who wants to wake up one day and have it all gone? I mean, major hits to one's portfolio, yeah, it can set you back years. What do you think? The stock market's going to go up like it did this past year in 2017 every single year? No. Of course not. And I mentioned this again. Your portfolio drops by 50%. You need to see 100% to get back to where you were. Do things the right way. And again, I know. I mention it all the time. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. And you see, we don't yell as much anymore here on Stock on Wall Street Show. I try to present things the way they are. And yeah, we used to use a lot more examples as well. I used to spend half the program discussing people and how they got ripped off. This is a better way. Got to take a break, everyone. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, yeah, a little old school Robert Palmer. Welcome back, everybody. Whenever there is a calamity. For some reason, I haven't been getting the phone calls in regards to the crypto stuff yet. I haven't. I don't think that a lot of the media really seems to understand it yet, but I'm sure they're going to come. And I used to oblige many of the networks in the past, and I'll still do the radio programs. It's a little bit easier for me. whenever. It doesn't matter if the markets are rocketing through the roof or they're coming down. Phone starts ringing off the hook. Chris, can you come on? Chris, can you come on? Chris, can you talk about this? Chris, can you talk about that? I can't tell you how many phone calls I got on election night when everybody's saying, oh, my God, the stock market's going to collapse. Donald Trump was elected. And I laughed. I laughed. The question should be whatever is happening out there that they're trying to pump up, whatever it may be, try to scare people with or get people excited about is, how did you sleep last night? How'd you sleep last night? Hey, people, none of this stuff, if you got your financial plan done the right way, none of this stuff should bother you. I'm here to tell you, okay? I'm not the first person that said this. Markets are going to do bizarre things. Bizarre things. Now, I always get a kick out of it. You get the market closes, and they try to say, oh, yeah, the market was up for this reason or it was down for this reason. You don't know. You can't put your finger on the reason because there's been plenty of occasions when there's been great news and the market goes down or vice versa. Nobody knows. What I'm telling you is trying to adjust. Trying to adjust on the fly, that's a surefire way to lose money. You need to look forward. Not in a Miss Cleo, I can time the market manner. But with the understanding that, you know what, people, sometimes bad stuff happens. Odd stuff happens. Bizarre things happen. How do I manage my risk? How do I go about protecting my goals? And we talk about this all the time. Talk about proper asset allocation, various different classes. Everyone's situation is unique, is different, and needs to be handled as such. If you're one of those individuals out there right now, you're listening to this program, and it might be the first time you listen to it, might be the, I don't know, 100th time you've listened to the program. I don't know. If the market's racing through the roof concerns you, if you're concerned about, I don't know, the fact that China might stop buying our debt, whatever it may be, if all of these events, if they concern you, well, then you know what? You're doing something wrong. You're doing something wrong. You need to get your financial plan done the right way. You need to have someone that's actually cutting and trimming, handling your portfolio like Mr. Miyagi's Bonsai Tree. Cut, yeah, snip, yeah. You know, you need to be looking, and you need to have the highest standards out there when it comes to hiring a financial planner. And let me tell you something. Some factors not to be considered should be your advisor's golf handicap. Shouldn't be the boat that they have, the car that they drive, or the cost of the steak dinner that they treated you to. I love that one. Now, oh, my God, he takes me out four times a year to a nice dinner. And this I find extraordinary. I really do. I'm like, come on, people. Come on, this free stuff. There's no such thing as free dinner, free stuff. It's not free. My broker takes me golfing and takes me to dinner. No, you paid for it. You get it? It was paid for by your commissions and fees. You want a fiduciary. You want somebody who is going to act on your behalf. Going to put your interests above their own. Simple as that. Anyway, I want to talk about this as well. There was an interesting story talking about people saving in automatic 401k plans. And this is something that I agree with wholeheartedly that they started doing a long time ago. This auto enrollment savings that takes place where you go to a job and rather than have people opt in to a retirement plan, what people are doing is they're automatically enrolled and you have to opt out. But there's some recent studies out there, which I kind of found interesting was the fact that they saw that people who are automatically enrolled into for their 401k plans are taking on more debt than people who are not automatically enrolled. But what was interesting about this was the type of debt that they incurred. And it was actually not necessarily bad debt. It was more along the lines of they were taking out greater mortgages, bigger mortgages. Now, again, we understand that mortgage interest is a deduction now up to $750,000 where it was $1 million. But they weren't taking on, which was interesting, they weren't taking on credit card debt. They weren't taking on the bad forms of debt. And again, I've noticed this as well. And one of the things I've also noticed, and we've talked about how social media in today's day and age has basically made keeping up with the Joneses and basically taking it and put it on steroids. We're still running into this problem. And listen, people, I'm not the magic man, okay? No, not the heart song, try to understand, I'm a magic man. No. Not a magic man, okay? You come in and you want to get your financial plan done. You want to start doing the right thing. And you've got $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in credit card debt. What do you think I'm going to tell you to do? Well, what do you need to do first? You need to take care of that. Because I'm telling you right now, we're not, again, the magic man. I'm not going to be able to show you 18 to 30% return on a regular basis. Sorry, kids. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The president certainly doesn't want to shut down, and if one happens, I think you only have one place to look, and that's to the Democrats, who are holding our military and our national security hostage by trying to push through other policies that have nothing to do with the budget.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, as if a budget deal is not reached by midnight on Friday, the government will shut down. That would be non-essential employees shutting down. This morning, President Trump spoke before heading into the Pentagon.
The group that loses big would be the military, and we're never letting our military lose at any point. We are going to fund our military. We're going to have a military like we've never had before because we've just about never needed our military more than now.
This afternoon, the president will give remarks and take a tour at H&K Equipment Company in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
House Speaker Paul Ryan today in his weekly press conference on Capitol Hill hit on why passing DACA is important right now.
He wants to have security. He wants to have a balanced deal. The purpose of getting DACA right is so that we fix DACA once and for all and we don't create a new DACA problem that we have to address 5 and 10 years down the road.
Speaker Ryan also indicated he'd like to see some Democrats hop on board of the bill put forth by the Republicans as well. A new study out found that nearly 1 in 5 Americans who consider themselves to be non-religious actually pray to God. Father Jonathan Morris joined Fox News to discuss why he thinks people that are usually non-religious will pray to God.
You know, I think it's because doubt is really a part of our whole experience of faith. And so if I ask somebody on the street, do you believe in God? Some might say, I don't know, or I don't think so. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they are an activist atheist.
The study also found that of the folks who pray, nearly 71% pray for their family's well-being. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great, and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo